Yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on over. Let's do it. Yeah. Y'all better come see Mink Slide in Atlanta in a couple of weeks. We're going to be doing this on your ass. We're going to have dancers. It's going to be fly. Oh, we're going to be getting it in. I want to see all the ladies in the house. I'm going to have my fur coat on for y'all ass. And I want y'all to sing. Oh, we're going to be rocking just like that. In Atlanta, bring your studs with you. Wear your dildo.
It's time.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun. What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. We're going to chop up some real good game on today's show. Today's show is actually brought to you by the Investigative Black News Agency of Canada. There's a YouTube channel you need to check out, because people are trying to get some black media going on in Canada. They have something called the Objective News Agency. Y'all go to YouTube, look up that channel, and subscribe to the Objective News Agency channel right now on YouTube. That's the only investigative black news agency in Canada. So they're getting it popping right now. They're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, like the school-to-prison pipeline up there. There's a lot of racism up there in Canada folks don't like to talk about. But check them out on YouTube, the Objective News Agency, ladies and gentlemen. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to touch on Mark Lemoyne Teal. And let me be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to rub the brother's face into what's going on with the guy. But we're going to get deep in that. We're going to really break that down, family. We're going to break that down. So we're going to have to take our time tonight. So let everybody know we're live. We're going to take a quick commercial break. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yo. You still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Yo, go to YouTube and check out the new YouTube channel called Tough Love Dating. Now, Tough Love Dating, that's a channel that teaches men how to navigate through the dating world by being more alpha. It teaches you how to be more masculine, and it teaches you how to get your money right. So again, go to Tough Love Dating right now and subscribe on YouTube right now and step your game up. Yo, what's up, family? Check out Void Beast on Kickstarter. Now, Void Beast, that is a comic book by our brother Matthew Jones. Void Beast is a supernatural action adventure about a hero named TJ. TJ learns how to use his new powers before the main antagonist comes to take him down. So you need to go to Kickstarter, support the brother's comic book. That's Void Beast on Kickstarter, and follow my brother on Instagram at AKACHIJONES, Void Beast. Check it out. Do you need a personalized website to sell your products? You're tired of phony web designers claiming they can build your website to sell you a product? Well, come to AstroWebNet.com. They have everything you need to open up your own online store. You don't need technical skills to build a successful web store. Their quick shopping cart makes it easy to create an eye-catching store that accepts credit cards, integrate with Google, eBay, and it offers multiple shipping options. So you can do all of this with no setup fees. So go right now to AstroWebNet.com. That's AstroWebNet.com. What's up, family? You need to check out BlackStarSurvival.com right now. BlackStar Survival, they offer first aid kits, survival kits, body armor, and many, many more items aimed at helping the Melanoid family prepare and survive disasters, emergencies, and much, much more. So this site is a must. You have to go to BlackStarSurvival.com. Again, that's BlackStarSurvival.com. Yo, cupcake season is right around the corner, family, and you need to get your fragrance game all up in order. So you need to check out ashkicking.com. That's a black-owned business that sells all-natural health and beauty products, and it also has fragrance products. You can get beauty products such as body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more. So again, you need to check out ashkicking, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, .com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail? Or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. King Flex Entertainment proudly presents Miss Slide Live in Concert. Coming to the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Saturday, December 22nd, 2018, 7:30 p.m. Is bringing the funk party to Atlanta, performing songs from their critically acclaimed album, Egyptian Musk. Performing special guest, the APX. Atlanta, don't miss the fun party, concert event of the year. Get your tickets to see Mink Slide live in concert with special guest, the APX, at Ticketmaster.com. For more information, go to MinkSlide.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered. Yo, what's going on? We're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Thank you guys for checking in with Tariq Radio. Ready to chop up some real good game with the family. Don't forget, man, Hidden Colors 1 through 4, you can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com. HiddenColorsFilm.com, you can get Hidden Colors 1 through 4 if you get the package deal. You'll get Hidden Colors 1 through 4, and the movie 1804 will be included at a discount if you get the package deal, and that's at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're in the... I'm live on YouTube right now. A lot of people are asking about Ashley from D.C. Ashley from D.C., we call her Crazy Ashley. Ashley is actually in the chat room right now dropping buns. She's dropping buns and bundles. She's dropping some paper. That's for those who are in the chat room right now. That's Ashley. That's Crazy Ashley from DC. She done dropped like $500 in the chat room on the super chat. So Ashley must have gotten that crazy check. I'm going to have Ashley call up, but shout out to Ashley Martin. Shout out to Ashley Martin from DC. My sister, we were doing a live broadcast the other day, and she chimed in, and she was saying some things that kind of confused people, and Ashley sent me about 200 private messages the other day. She was all over the place. She's out there in D.C., and look, I love D.C. I love D.C. I absolutely love you. I don't know what's going on out there in D.C. I told y'all when I was out there, some of the sisters were acting real strange. I don't know if they still got that K2 they putting out there in that weed. I don't know what they doing out there in D.C., but something is going on out there in D.C. Ashley, you're my sister. I got to chop it up with you to make sure you're good. I got to make sure you're good. Well, whatever you're doing, you're getting money from somewhere, so shit. But shout out to my sister Ashley. Shout out to her. Shout out to Ashley. And we're going to do some good things with the money that you're putting down in the chat room, by the way. We're going to use some of that money for drug rehabilitation somewhere. You dig? But shout out to my sister, Ashley. Anyway, man, there's a lot of stuff we gotta chop up. And I hope that she's putting a lot of money in. I hope it's in American dollars, by the way, because, you know, sometimes people be dropping bands and it be in Senegalese money. So I think we coming up, and then I go to the bank and that shit is $8.40. So I hope it's in U.S. dollars. You dig? And not Puerto Rican food stamps or some shit. All right. Now, the holiday season is popping up, family. I'm thinking about having another Mac-ish package sale. We just kind of had one. We had a sale. When did we have that last sale? Family, y'all kind of helped my memory out. When did we have the last sale? I forgot when we had the last sale, but we just kind of had it because we included the ISM Radio Lookbook. So a lot of people have been asking about a Mac-ish package for Christmas. I'm thinking about doing it. It just takes so much time, and, you know, it's a lot of work we have to do. But, you know, I like doing that for the folks. But the thing is, we got some new North Sentinel Island winter shirts coming next week. So I'm thinking, should we just do the shirts individually or do it as a package? Put them in a Mac-ish package for the holidays. Just do it as a nice gift. You dig? I'm thinking, you know, somebody said, what's a Mac-ish package? You must be a new listener. You must be a new listener. How much money did Ashley put in here? Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Ashley's still putting money down. Okay. Now a bunch of niggas are DMing Ashley's ass. Niggas are trying to choose up. So do the shirts individually. I think I might do that. The sweater's a real fly. The sweater's a real fly. So those are going to go on sale next week. We need to give that sonic energy to the brothers and sisters on the island, and we need to take that energy and learn from that energy, because they're so in tune to the planet sonically, they know how to get on code. We need to use that. And as our brother Neely Fuller says, the world, the universe is a school. So we have to look at it like that. We have to learn from things like that. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get into the Mark Lamont Hill thing, you know, Dog the Bounty Hunter, his wife, Beth Chapman, she's in the hospital because some of her throat cancer came back. And remember, Dog the Bounty Hunter, before people get all teary-eyed, Dog the Bounty Hunter, that dude was an accessory to a murder in the 1970s. And I talked about this before, where he and some other white supremacists killed this innocent black man, killed this black man in cold blood, went to his house, robbed him, and killed him. And he was a participant in that murder. And they gave him a little bullshit slap on the wrist. He went to jail for a couple of years. And, you know, we heard that tape of him saying all that negative shit about black people, just nigga this, nigga that. And sometimes, you know, Ogun takes its time. Ogun takes his time. So now his wife has throat cancer. That family has been suffering for years. And, you know, that's what happens. And you know, the wife might be on her deathbed. Nobody really knows, but that cancer is very serious. I heard that throat cancer is serious. She's up there at Cedar Sinai right now. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with it, but where's that music coming from? That music, I don't know. Where's this music coming from? Is that on your end or my end? I don't know where that music is coming from, but Ogun is really making a lot of noise around here. Have y'all noticed? Ogun has been making a lot of noise. There was another missionary who went over there to South Africa, and he mysteriously died. Some white missionary went over there with the fuckery, and he randomly died. And, you know, that missionary went over to North Sentinel Island and got murked. So Ogun is working overtime, ain't he? Man, pour out some libations for Ogun. You dig? So somebody was like telling me about Dog the Bounty Hunter, talking about, well, we shouldn't mock or ridicule cancer. We shouldn't take that lightly just because he's racist. We shouldn't trip on the cancer. Let me tell you something. They didn't give a damn about that black man that they killed. They didn't give a shit about that black man's family. So don't look to me to give some sympathy to Dog the damn Bounty Hunter. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You're not going to get no sympathy from me. I don't play that you go low and I go high. Fuck that. You go low, I go petty. I ain't with that moral high road bullshit. I'm good. And if Ogun wants to step in and make some shit happen, well, who am I to question Ogun? You understand? Nobody's celebrating anything, but, you know, I ain't about to step in the way of Ogun. Anyway, I don't know where that music is coming from. The music is, I don't know. Let me change, put on something Mackish. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let me put my Mac and music back on, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Where we at? Come on, goddammit. There we go. Where we at? Hold on. I'm fucking up with my music. There we go. That's what I wanted. Some Return of the Mac. Here I am. All right. Now, let me say this. I posted this on my Instagram. There's a nigga on Facebook right now catfishing women using one of my pictures. And one of my listeners hit me up and let me know this today. She was like, hey, Tariq, there's some dude who tried to request me as a friend using your picture. I'm like, okay. And I looked at the page. This nigga got an old picture of me from a couple of years ago, like when I was up in Vegas. You know, I'm looking real square. And the nigga got a picture of me, and he's saying a whole hell of a lot of moist shit. He's saying some real moist shit. And it's dead ass serious. This nigga's on Facebook catfishing the hell out of women pretending to be me. But the nigga's name is Leon Johnson. That's the name he's using. The nigga's using the name Leon Johnson on Facebook. That's a niggerish name if I ever heard one. Leon fucking Johnson. That's one of them old school nigger names right there. So this nigga got a picture of me. And evidently this nigga has had this page for a few years. And I'm surprised somebody just hit me to it. This nigga has had this page for a couple of years. And this is the thing that's killing me. He's saying some real moist shit on here. The nigga's talking about he's into something called pegging. Yeah, he's like looking, he's down in Alabama. He says he's down in Alabama, and he's into something called pegging where he want women to use strap-ons on him. He's talking about he ain't gay, but he likes women to use strap-ons on him. Okay, first I'm thinking, okay, this nigga's trolling. Just using the picture of me to troll. But what's interesting, this nigga's talking about he's into this whole pegging thing, and there's a gang of women responding to this nigga. That's the thing that kind of tripped me the fuck out. I'm more tripping on all the women responding to this nigga. I swear to God, somebody said it might be a white guy. I don't know, but this nigga talking about he ain't gay or nothing, but he just kind of likes women, you know, to kind of use dildos on him and all that. And there's a lot of women on this page talking about, yeah, let's hook up. What's your number? There's women hollering at this nigga on this shit with my damn picture. So if y'all can report this bullshit for me, that would be cool. Because I don't want motherfuckers to see me somewhere and be like, hey, I just DM'd you the other day. Oh, no. I'm not into no shit like that. And I ain't no Leon fucking Johnson. I'm not with all this bullshit. But I'm really tripping on all the women. There's a gang of women responding to this bullshit. What's going on, ladies? What is this, some shit that y'all like? What's going on out here in the dating world? That's my thing. I want to know, ladies, has it come to this? Because, okay, that could be just a coon or a nigga, white boy trolling, whatever. But I'm just tripping on all y'all women who's down for this shit that this nigga is talking about. Ladies, what's going on? Y'all like using foreign objects on niggas' prostates out here, ladies? What's going on? Is this a thing, ladies? My God. But yeah, with a name like Leon Johnson, that sounds like a white dude trying to sound black. Sound like a middle-aged white man trying to sound black with a name like Leon Johnson. But yeah, the nigga's using my picture, and women are responding to the shit, and I'm letting y'all know it ain't me. I ain't got shit to do with this nonsense at all. So don't run up on me if you a stud, and I love my stud listeners, but don't run up on me talking about, hey, let's make it happen. It ain't gonna happen like that. I don't do that now. We're not gonna go there. But Leon Johnson, that's that nigga's name on Facebook, all right? Somebody in the room said a female told him that she did that to her ex. Evidently, this is a thing. Evidently, this pegging thing, and pegging means women who use strap-ons on dudes, that's kind of a thing. I didn't know it was that much of a thing and how many sisters was into that shit. You dig? And that's really get the strap. My God. And I noticed that's a lot of older women responding. That's what I know. It's a lot of older women responding. Some of the women look kind of studdish, but a lot of them are like older looking women. I'm like, y'all grandma, when she say she going to Sunday school, she ain't going to no damn Sunday school. Grandma's stopping off by the sex shop to get a dildo to go holler at somebody real quick and come in the house acting all innocent with groceries and shit. No, granny ain't went and got no groceries. She went and got a salad and tossed it. I'm looking at these older women like, what the fuck are y'all into out here? Somebody in the chat room talking about pegging ain't gay. Nigga, you get anything in your ass as a man, that's gay as hell. Anything in your ass. Yeah, if anything penetrates your butt, nigga, that's kind of gay. But I digress, man. I ain't knocking nobody's lifestyle. I ain't saying, you know, I ain't knocking your lifestyle. And if y'all into pegging, get you some tickets to the Mink Slide concert, and we'll sing It's Time for your section. We'll sing just for you. We ain't knocking you, but don't use my fucking picture. That's what I'm saying. I'm not knocking anybody for their lifestyle. Just don't use my goddamn picture, all right? Use Mark Lamont Hill's picture. You dig? I ain't knocking nothing, because we about to perform in Atlanta. If you into pegging, get your peg on before you come to the concert. Shit. Ain't going to be no pegging anywhere backstage or nowhere. Shit. But I digress. Anyway, family. Anyway. You got to talk about Mark Lamont Hill. Mark Lamont Hill, for those who haven't heard, Mark Lamont Hill got fired from CNN today. CNN distanced themselves from Mark Lamont Hill. They were like, we cool on Mark Lamont Hill. And it was a real weak reason. It was about something. He did a speech about Palestine and Israel, and he was supporting the Palestinians. And that was the excuse they used. It was a real weak excuse that they used. Basically, they were looking for a reason to get rid of him. That's all that was about. That weak reason they gave, that was weak as shit. They were looking for a reason to get rid of him. And they did a stretch and a reach and got rid of him. And Mark, we warned you. Mark, we told you all the buck dancing and the tap dancing, that's going to be for naught. The tap dancing is not effective no more, family. All that buck dancing and ass kissing, that's not going to work for you. Those days are done. Those days are over, family. And the thing is, when they got Mark Lamont Hill to denounce Farrakhan, and you always watch that, when they try to get you to denounce somebody, when they try to get you to demonize another black person, you know, that's a setup. And black folks, y'all got to stop falling for that. because they knew, they already knew they wanted to get rid of Mark Lamont Hill. So that whole fake ass, oh, we found a picture of you and Farrakhan, which they were sitting on it all along. Understand, they were sitting on that picture all along. They had that. That picture wasn't something they just discovered. Let's stop all that. The white supremacists, when they're ready to get rid of you, they'll sit on some shit and then pull it out and be like, oh, look what we found. Oh, Lord, you gotta go. Let me tell you something about the white supremacists. Boy, they get all the information on you the minute they get down with you. The minute they get down with you, they have all types of information on you. And they hold that information over your head to kind of keep you quiet. But they sit on it, and then they, when they're ready to get you up out the paint, they pull that information out on you and act like they just discovered it. But the thing is, with that whole thing, they wanted him to denounce Farrakhan. And once he denounced Farrakhan, they knew, okay, he's not going to have a black base to support him. They kept, Mark has been talking some real soft shoe coon shit for a minute. So he's been creeping and creeping further and further on the coon train. And they know that. They've been easing him and egging him over there to the coon train. So they knew once they dropped a hammer on him, there would be no outcry from black society. Because they see that, and I'm talking about the left-wing right white supremacists, they see that Mark really has no influence in black society anyway. Because the thing is, they get these Negroes like him, Roland, all these Boulay Negroes, and their job is to influence black society. You saw how much we were influential when it comes to the voting and how people will listen to us over a Mark Lamont Hill or a Roland Martin or any of these other Boulay ass looking Sambos. They see that people will listen to us, people who are really out here on the grassroots level doing our thing. They'll listen to us before those guys. And all these elections popping off, and they saw the low black voter turnout. So the white supremacists on the left, they're like, okay, what do we need? What are we doing with these Negroes? We give them token jobs for the sole purpose of being able to have credibility to influence the black masses. So the fact that they cannot influence the black masses, we see that they're a bunch of ass-licking Sambos. We see them for who they are and what they are. Black society ain't listening to them. So the white supremacists are like, okay, these niggas are useless. That's why Roland Martin was cussing at my ass in Mark Lamont Hill. He was taking shots at me. Mark has been taking little shots and digs at me. That's why I went off on him a couple of weeks ago. See, they think taking shots at people like me, that's going to get them back into the good graces of Massa. That's not going to work no more, guys. All that tap dancing for Massa, no, you're going to have to be effective in moving the masses, and y'all niggas can't do that. Taking shots at me ain't enough no more. That's why they getting y'all asses out the paint. Tap dancing is no longer effective, family. Tap dancing has stopped working. And all that tap dancing for nothing. Y'all gonna learn the hard way, man. This is all about being on code, trying to get individual butter biscuits for yourself. That's not happening. These white supremacists are on code on the left and the right. They're all the way on code. And black folks, we gotta understand the coon train, that's not gonna work no more. Now, you got people like the Diamonds and Silks and all these people. You know, that's just, they're not effective. Diamond and Silk are basically, that's entertainment for the white supremacists on the right. That's just entertainment that makes the white supremacists feel good, just to have two mammies buck dancing around. Nobody takes them seriously. So, you know, they're not that effective. The problem is, you got coons on the right and you got coons on the left. That's the thing. And it's very important for us as black people to start taking control of the narrative when we want to get a black agenda on the table. These handpicked Negroes, they're not going to do it. This is why it's up to us to keep the drumbeat going that we need to have a black agenda, not a minority, not a person of color. We got to have a black agenda. we're going to have to be specifically discussed as black people, and we're going to have to stop being afraid of that. Because a lot of these elections that are popping off, people are seeing that straight up white supremacists are winning, and the Democrats are like, oh damn, what are we doing wrong? Well, the thing is, y'all trying to play the same old hustle, and we're just not going for it no more. Running on an immigration ticket and running on a LGBT ticket, that's not going to work. The black masses, we already see the con game in that. The immigration thing ain't working. We're not going to get out here and support immigrants who come over here and do everything they can to turn against us. That's gone. The black masses, we're just not going to go there no more. The immigration thing has never, ever, ever, ever worked for black people. Black people are not immigrants. We've never been immigrants. We're the only non-immigrant group in this country. We have a very unique relationship to this country. We are not going to elevate immigrants over us anymore. That shit is done. Also, the LGBT thing, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The white LGBT community keeps using the black LGBT people as mascots to hustle and finesse. Because understand, the white LGBT community, they can't get any resources and donations on their own by claiming to be oppressed. You cannot say, hey, look, I'm a white person and I'm oppressed because I'm white and gay. People will laugh you out the room. This is why they need, it's imperative for them to have black mascots. They need black mascots. They cannot get any resources or benefits for the LGBT community unless they have you as a goddamn mascot. I wish my black LGBT people see that shit. Stop being fucking mascots and attack dogs for these fucking people who use you, flip on you, and don't give you nothing. They're eating off you, literally. They gotta use you in order to get resources, benefits, and donations. They have to hold you up and say, hey, look at these black people are being oppressed, and that's just like being gay. So send us the money so that we can help all these people. And they get that money and don't do shit with it. They don't help the black gay community with the money that they get. The LGBT whatever community, they get millions and millions and millions of dollars. They don't give the black LGBT community a goddamn cent. They don't give you nothing, and you niggas know it. I'm talking to you as a black person. They don't give you nothing. So if you're going to be a part of a movement, at least have a hustler mentality and get something out of it instead of some goddamn fake acceptance. They come and hug you and kiss on you and have a little gutter sex with you, and then they leave with the bag and you don't get nothing. The LGBT community, they are white first. Because the thing is, this is another thing. These liberal white LGBT people, they'll get out there and get all types of money parading your black ass around. They'll get the money and then they'll go vote Republican. Do y'all know how many white LGBT people do that shit? They get all the money from parading niggas around, claiming to be liberal. They get that money and start supporting Trump. There's so many people in the white LGBT community who supports Trump because they understand white is the thing that gets them everything tangible. They put their whiteness before their gayness. They put white before gay, and Negroes think they're going to put gay before black, and it don't work like that, brothers and sisters and studs. It don't work like that. I don't give a fuck what your sexual lifestyle is, but you think black first. No matter what you do, whenever you get out that bed, understand you're going to be black first, and you better think black. Don't con yourself. Y'all better understand game and make the game work for you. Y'all walking around here confused with a so ass and a musty dildo and no money, no resources, no nothing. And then y'all want to get sympathy from people saying, well, we get abused, and the trans black men, we be getting abused and all that. Well, if there were resources available, you wouldn't have to be out here in the streets doing God knows what and doing whatever, because there would be resources available to cushion a lot of the bullshit. We got to start thinking like that and get the goddamn emotions out the game. We got to really get... Somebody in the room said Dave Rubin is a liberal, and he's all up clicked in with those white supremacists on the right. He's clicked all the way in with them. You dig? But we got to make these black politicians step it up, because you got these so-called right-wing politicians. They're running on open white supremacist platforms. They're running on an openly white supremacist platform. What's that chick down there in Mississippi who just got elected? Cindy Hyde Smith. Cindy Hyde Smith. This woman was talking about lynching people. She's out there with all types of Confederate outfits on. She's out here talking all types of, throwing all types of white supremacist dog whistles, and Trump supported her. He threw her a lifeline, and people were shocked that all her racism got her elected. Not only that, there were some black Republicans down there in Mississippi who were happy that she won. They were campaigning for her, talking about she wasn't racist. Hanging don't mean lynching nobody. You had some of those black Republicans talking that shit. There were a bunch of black Negro-ass Republicans down there caping for her. There was one brother down there. He's a politician. Name is Charles Evers. He said, I'm a Republican and I support Cindy Hyde Smith. She didn't say anything about black folks. She didn't say anything about white folks. She just said, if there's a hanging, I'll be in the front row or something like that. She didn't mean nothing like that. She was just saying something. I don't give a damn what other people think. This is Charles Evers, who said this, and he's a politician. He's 96 years old down there in Mississippi. Do y'all know who Charles Evers is? Do y'all know who Charles Evers is? Charles Evers is the brother of Medgar Evers. Medgar Evers was the brother who was martyred during the civil rights movement in the 60s. That was the brother who was slain by a Klan member. That's Medgar Evers' brother. Family, there's a lot of coons within. We got a lot of coons in our families out here who can't wait for the radicals, quote unquote, in their families to get offed so they can get some damn shine. We got to understand the coons are a lot of times right under our damn roofs. We have to understand that they're coons right under the same roof as us. We got to understand how deep this coon problem is. You look up Charles Evers' ass. When Charles Evers, he was one of the, right after Medgar Evers died, he got propped up down there in Mississippi. He was like one of the first black mayors in one of those cities. He was, remember, during the 70s, you had a bunch of first black mayors all over the place. Y'all remember that? In L.A., you had the first black mayor, Tom Bradley, Detroit, all these people in the 70s, right after all those civil rights leaders got killed, and Malcolm and all these people, all these Boulay niggas and all these old other funny style niggas start becoming mayors and city council people in all these cities. You dig? And a lot of these niggas went full on coon. They couldn't wait till their radical relative got offed so they can get that shine. And that's the problem. We got people out here in our families who are getting offed and murked. And a lot of times the killers walk, just like the guy who killed Medgar Evers, Della Beckwith. I mean, they waited till that motherfucker got like 108 years old before they took him to trial. And I think that was in the 90s when they took his funky ass to trial. He was already had one foot in the grave. They waited a century damn near before they went and got him. They knew that he killed Medgar Evers. The dude went and bragged about it. Della Beckwith, that's his name. Y'all look that up. It was a movie about that. What's his name? A real racist played Della Beckwith. James Wood. James Wood is racist as fuck in real life. He be talking all that alt-right shit. He be trolling me on Twitter. But, yeah, Maynard Jackson, all these dudes. But a lot of times, in other communities, if you harm people's relatives, they'll avenge that shit. Other groups, you know, they will avenge that shit to a certain degree. They'll avenge that. But Negroes, we got this thing. Our relatives get offed, and now we look at it like, okay, this is a position, this is an opportunity for me to milk the death and come up and get me some crumbs off of it. This is a way for me to finesse the game off my relative's death. Charles Evers, that's a disgusting nigga. To be that much of a coon, caping for the same type of white supremacists who killed your goddamn brother. You know how much of a deep to the bone coon you gotta be, nigga? That's why we don't have to play that elder shit. These niggas ain't elders. Charles Evers is nobody's elder. That's just an old, dusty coon nigga. Look at Albeda King, Dr. Martin Luther King's niece. That red bone mammy running around on Fox News, bucking her eyes all the time, sullying the name of Dr. King. They love propping her ass up. That's another one. Scavenging off the bones of her uncle, who never would have co-signed her coonery. And we really can't forget. I mean, it ain't even the old ones. Look at Stephon Clark and Stevante Clark. Stevante Clark, Stephon Clark's brother. This nigga said he's about to run for mayor of Sacramento now. Stevante Clark is about to run for mayor of Sacramento. The coonin'. It's the coonin' is about to be on a whole different level. Because truth be told, I wouldn't be surprised if that nigga won. All that crazy coonin' and buck dancing he was doing, I wouldn't be surprised if he won. They'll elevate him because they already know how to get him right. And when I was talking about this on social media about how Stevante Clark is up here talking about he's about to run for mayor, there were some people talking about, well, he does have some good policies. Nigga, you can't be that damn stupid. This nigga ain't about to have no policy. This is a clout chase. You think this nigga is gonna have some real policies? Did you see the video of the nigga had the money phone in his hand? He's running around with the money phone. The minute they give that nigga a bag of money, he's gonna be buck dancing, cooning it up. You think this dude is gonna have some real serious policies that he's gonna enact? Come on, we got to stop being naive and just saying dumb shit, because a lot of us just like watching a shit show. A lot of us like watching fuckery because niggas grow up with fuckery. They get that nigga a bag of money. You know, all you're going to hear.
My city, y'all hear me? Can you turn? Yes. Sacramento, y'all love me?
Yes.
I said, do y'all love me?
Yes.
That's what you're going to hear. Do y'all love me? That's what you're going to hear. So again, a lot of these dudes and a lot of these people, they sit around and just they wait on something to happen to their relatives, or if something happens to the relatives, instead of looking at it as a grieving thing, they look at it like, okay, this is a potential come up. Remember when Stevante Clark, when his brother got killed, he was acting like he was on The Price is Right or some shit. He was like, My mother should never have to work for nothing. His kids should get free college. I mean, he's out here picking out consolation prizes and shit. I'm like, nigga, your brother got killed, nigga. This ain't the wheel of fucking fortune. And I like to get an Escalade, and my uncle needs to get a Learjet, and my grandma needs to get a trip to Hawaii. I mean, this nigga's picking out prizes. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? We got this coon mentality where we value nigga trinkets over life. We got to get off that thing. We value nigga trinkets so that we can floss the nigga trinkets in front of everybody. And we don't value life. You're going to have to value life. That's why you better learn from the North Senegalese people. You got to learn from them. They value life. They don't need nigga trinkets. They're like, look, we're not about to be subjugated. We don't have nigga trinkets. Yeah, I got a stick and a bow and arrow, and I'm, you know, I got a hut in the jungle of North Sentinel Island. I'm sorry. They're like, yeah, I got that. You know, I have to rub shea butter on my tits. so that mosquito bites don't get me and all that. Yeah, 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 I got all that. I ain't got no TV, all that, but I ain't about to get raped and I ain't got no police brutality going on this island. I ain't got to stand in line for Section 8 and demean myself. I ain't got to be nobody's bed wench. And that's okay. We live like we want to live. You dig? You can learn from that. You don't value nigga trinkets. Because nigga trinkets, that's something that, you know, we can floss for other people. See, Anneli Fuller talks about this. A lot of times we as black people, we have this prison mentality where everything we do, we operate as if we're in a prison on a global level because we are in a global prison. You don't need bars to have a prison. The whole planet has become a prison. So we conduct business as if we're in prison. We're taught to think like prisoners. Prisoners engage in lower level bullshit, petty fights. And especially when you go to places like, you know, economically depressed areas, what do? Niggas be fighting. Niggas be drinking. They drink in jail. They make hooch in jail. Niggas be looking for ways to get high in jail to pass the time. Niggas be nigga babbling in jail to pass time. Niggas be changing religions in jail to pass time to pray that it gets better. Niggas are told in jail that a man is a woman. Oh, do y'all feel me? Do you feel me? Do you love me? That's what they do in prison. Notice what they keep doing to us black folks. They keep trying to tell us a transsexual is really a woman. This is what they keep trying to pound in our heads. A transsexual is really a woman. That's what they do in jail. That's jail talk. Yeah, I ain't been around a woman in 10 years, but that man over there, well, he's kind of a woman. I mean, if you arch his eyebrows and put a pillowcase over his hair to look like a lace front from the side, and if he shaves, well, he kind of looks like a woman. See, that's jail talk. We got to reject that type of jail talk that they try to press on us. See, we think like that in jail. And the white supremacists, when they get in jail, they think of how are we going to get the hell out of here. They start thinking of escaping. That's why most people who you see break out of jail are white. You don't see too many black people breaking out of jail. White people break out of jail all the time. Because they go in there, they start thinking, okay, look, I ain't supposed to be in here. I fucked up. I made a mistake, and I'm about to get up out of here. I ain't about to change. You don't see white people converting to no damn religions or nothing. They go to jail, and they're like, okay, the guard comes in at 8. The food truck comes in at 7. They're plotting, scheming, looking at everything. They're planning, plotting, scheming, and finding other people who are on code with them. They ain't trying to floss. They're trying to be low-key. They know how to be real low-key. See, we like to floss. Everything we do is flossing. And when niggas be up in jail, get swole as hell. A lot of times niggas get swole just to floss. Ain't nothing wrong with getting swole in jail. Shout out to my brothers in jail. Well, a lot of niggas be in there trying to floss. Getting swole, getting all them jailhouse tattoos, trying to floss. You dig? You better use those muscles for some other shit. Instead of flossing. But again, the white people, when they go to jail, they're thinking and they're strategizing. And it's never about flossing. It's all about freedom and power. And that's how we got to start thinking, family. We got to start thinking about freedom and power. How to get out the prison, not how to operate and mistreat other prisoners within the prison. We got to start thinking like that. And people like Moise Lamon Hill and all these other niggas thinking that, okay, yeah, I'm in the prison, but let me coon it up so I can get me some extra prison privileges. And after they're done with you, they throw you back in the hole after you done dirtbagged everybody. And now you stuck and you looking confused. See, we got to get off that. We got to stop trying to throw other people under the bus within the prison system. It just doesn't work. That's why the white supremacists win. They don't throw each other under the bus for us. They get on code. When it comes to dealing with us, they all get on code with each other. And they stay on code with each other. You understand? So So anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. That's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I hope y'all go to minkslide.com to get your tickets to join me live in Atlanta with my group, Mink Slide. We're going to be dropping some good game on stage with the music, making it do what it do. That's minkslide.com. The concert is December 22nd. That's in a couple of weeks. Also, it's Christmas time. It's coming. Y'all get those Hidden Colors bundles, Hidden Colors 1 through 4 with 1804 included at hiddencolorsfilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to holler at you guys. Go to minkslide.com, minkslide.com.